Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Samachay. Let's talk about how to carry the Karban Pesach home after it shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. They took it home to eat it wherever they were staying in Yerushalayim. As we know, Karban Pesach is Kodshei Kalim, and therefore it can be eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim by Yisraelim, by their wives, by their families, and that's the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. We've spoken about how Karban Pesach might be different than all other Karbanos. Other Karbanos, the mitzvah might be to have them eaten, and here the Karban Pesach, the Beis HaLevi points out, the mitzvah is to eat it. But the Gemara mentions there's something unusual about how to take the Karban Pesach home. Says the Gemara Tana, Kol echad ve'echad nosei pischo ba'oro. Everyone put their Karban Pesach in its skin, umafshil la'achorav, and put it behind them, mafshil la'achorav, amarav ilish tayos. Rav Ilish says, tayos. Tayos, what is tayos? Like merchants, Rashi, derech socharim yishma'elim huzeh. The derech of socharim yishma'elim. That is how they carry their Karban Pesach home. And there are a couple of important ha'aris to make about this comment. First of all, what's the derech socharim yishma'elim? Why do I have to carry it like a Ishmaelite merchant? So we'll get to that about Hashem in a few minutes. But there are four ideas, four points to make about this issue. Number one is the Ar Sameach. Ar Sameach wonders in Karban Pesach and Perek Aleph Halacha Vav on this Rambam, because the Rambam quotes at least a form of this halacha of Rav Ilish, and that is, why dafka in the Ar, this unusual way of carrying the Karban Pesach, why dafka to put it in the Ar behind you? So says the Ar Sameach. There is a Mishnah in Maseches Parah. The Mishnah in Parah talks about filling up the water for the Mechatos to use for the Parah Aduma. So the Mishnah assumes that you're not allowed to have any type of Hesachadas. You have to have the Shmira for the Mechatos. So therefore, you're not allowed to have Hesachadas. So says the Mishnah, Hamamali lo lachatos. If somebody wants to fill up some water for his own needs, he needs some water for drinking and for his home, and he needs some for the Mechatos. So what should he do? Mamali eshalo tchila, he should first fill up for the pail that's for his own needs, the koshro be'esel, and then tie it on a stick, right, because you're going to carry the water, the pails on a stick, v'acharkach mamali eshal chatos, and afterwards, he should fill up the one for the mechatos, so after the filled up for the mechatas, he won't be osik in any malacha, because if it's on the opposite, v'mile shalchatas chila, v'acharkach mile shalom, he filled up the chatas, then you put it on the stick, and then you put the other one, the one for his own needs, on the other side of the stick, puzzle, that's puzzle. Why? Because the involvement of malacha for your own needs during the time, between the time that you filled up for the mechatas and for the sanctification of the mechatas with the dirt, so that will passel the water. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Nasa neshalo la'achorav. Let's say he did what he was supposed to do. He filled up his own first and then he filled up for the mechatas. But then you have to have one pail in front of you and one pail behind you, right, to balance the stick. So what if you put yours behind you, that's what you're supposed to do. Because then you have it on your mind, it's in front of you. If you put the one that's hanging on the mechatas behind you, puzzle, that is puzzle, because the pasuk says, it's mishmeres. So the mechatas needs shmira. And when it's behind you, there's no shmira, and therefore it is puzzle. So then you don't have a choice. There is no other way to carry it, and therefore you could put one behind you. Some say that the Shmira is a din d'oraisa, but the Chov HaShmir Me'ula is a din d'rabanan, and therefore they weren't gozer. That's the Rambam here in Hilchos Parah. But either way, that is the Mishnah in Maseches Parah. That's part one, says the Ar Sameach. Then the Ar Sameach says, remember what we had back on Daf Lamed Daled, the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about Hesach Adas. What type of psul is Hesach Adas? The Gemara quotes Hesach Adas, Rabbi Yochanan Amar psul Tumah Havei. A psul of Tumah. Rechoshes that, maybe it touched something tummy when I wasn't focusing. Rabbi Shimon Melakish Amar psul Aguf. Rabbi Shimon Melakish says psul Aguf. What's the Nafgamina? Rabbi Yochanan Amar psul Tumah. Im Yavo El Yovi Tarena Shomen Lo. Rabbi Yochanan says, if El Yovi Navi would come and say it's Tar, it's Tar. Right? We had a shiur about this months ago, years ago, about what halacha you can learn from El Yovi Navi. This isn't teaching us halacha. This is just teaching us a reality, a gilui das, that it's not tame. So you would listen to him. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's psul aguf. Shim yobo el yovi tarena, ain't shomen lo. You still want to listen to him because it's an inherent psul. So that is a machlos Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, who says psul tuma. So here, A fancy way of carrying is how the merchants carry, right? Putting it in the skin, the mashal l'achorav. The problem is that if you put it in this fancy way of carrying it, you put it behind you, it's a hesachadas. And we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, so it's a psul tumah. So what are you going to do? That's why you put it in this skin, the skin which is not ma'ubad. This skin is just shechted. It's not processed yet, so it's not makabel tumah. So that is why you use this skin, so that even though you might say hesach hadas is a psul tumah, you don't have to worry about being a psul tumah, because here it's not makabel tumah. It's surrounded by the skin, and you don't have to worry about it. If it's not ma'ubad, it is okay, right? That's the Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos Paraches Halacha Hey. The Rambam says Notas. If you're talking about the Dam Chatos, we know the Perek Dam Chatos in Maseches Vakam talks all about if the blood of the Chatos sprinkles on something, it has the same status as the Chatos. Says the Rambam though, but if it's Nitas Al Or Hadag, Einotan Kibus. If it goes onto the skin of the dog, it does not require Kibus. L'vishena Roy L'Kabal Tuma Avam Nitas Al Or Behema Ad Shelo Hufshat Einotan Kibus Ach Hashem Hufshat Ton Kibus. After it's hufshat, it's already, it needs kibus, because it's makabal tuma. Sha'ava bi she'enu atam makabal tuma, harei roi lakabal tuma, la'achar she'yis abed. Right? After ibud, after it's processed, it will be makabal tuma. So what do you see from there? It's not makabal tuma right now. Before it is processed, so says the Arsameach, that's why you put it in this nam-ubad skin. The Rambam, now getting back to when the Rambam quotes this halacha, he does not quote it as putting it behind you. He just quotes it putting into the or. So maybe because he doesn't want to have any hasachadas, so you don't have to put it. So says the Rambam here in Paragalah Halacha Vav, Ubala zevach noto pischo im ha'or shelo, umevi lebeso liyerushalayim, vitzolei avochol ha'erev. So he doesn't quote that you put it behind you. Right? He doesn't quote that you put it behind you. Just put it into the skin. The Rambam says, the Makez Mishnah says, quotes this Ar Gemara from Tamei Nishchat. But again, the ha'ara that the Ar Sameach has is that it's not behind you, and he does that because he doesn't want to have that hesach hadas. And good, that's number one. Number one point is from the Ar Sameach. The Chazon Yecheskel is mayor. What about according to Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish holds it's a psul aguf. So we don't pass on like Reish Lakish. But according to Reish Lakish, how they carry it behind them. So a couple of suggestions given by the Achronim. Maybe carrying on their backs is not a hesach hadas. Hesach hadas if you leave it somewhere. You leave it somewhere, and it is, you know, you're not focusing on it anymore. But here you had it on your backs. Or maybe some say that there's no psul hesach hadas by kachi kalam, by pesach. Maybe but truma is a special din of that shmir. But here there isn't that same din of hesach hadas. Or maybe it was heavy and impossible. If it was impossible, so you had to put it behind you, and it was similar to like the two barrels of mechatas where we say b'bankam she'yefshar, it's not a problem. So that is all number one, the Ar Sameach. Number two, Rabbi Yaakov Emden here wonders, you know, why do you put it in this in the skin and carry it like this? So says the Yavetz right here. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his commentary on the Gemara. Nira be'enai, and what's tayos? Kamash malan shekach noel la'asos mishum chibuv mitzvah lahakel adam mikvod atzmo v'pnei kvod shamayim. It's kvod shamayim to carry like the whole korban pesach in its skin. That somehow is a hider mitzvah. You don't just put it in a knapsack. You put it in the skin of the korban pesach. It's all carbon. And even though it's a little bit of lesser kvod atzmo, maybe better to put it in a suitcase. But no, you're being marbik kvod shamayim. Kamo shakasav hamelach hachasid. He quotes David Hamelach, calling him Hamelach hachasid. V'nakalosi od mizos from Shmuel Beis Perek Vav, where David Hamelach dances in front of the aron. And he shows great kavod, even though he's not focusing on his own kavod, right? This is kind of similar to what we had about a week ago in the end of the previous parak, Adach Nun Zayin. We had the Kohen who wore gloves, who wouldn't want to get his hands dirty because he didn't want to get his hands full of blood. And that's Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Koi. We remember what happened to him right at the end. He got his hands chopped off. But again, that is the opposite of our case, according to the Yavetz then, because here it's about getting yourselves full of the carbon. The carbon. Remember we mentioned that. We'll mention it again now. It's the opposite of David HaMelech. David HaMelech, not only when he danced in front of the Aron, but the Gemara tells us in Brachas Dav Dalet, right? What did the Gemara say there? That David HaMelech woke up early, unlike all the other kings. Amar David l'fanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. Lo chasid ani, aren't I pious, so to speak? Shekol machi mizrach umayir of Yishein and Mashal HaShos. All the other kings sleep late. V'yani chatzos lay lakum lahodos lach. I wake up at chatzos. The Idach, and the other opinion, what is David, so to speak, feeling good about himself? They sit in their kavod, v'ani yadai molochlochos b'dam uveshvir uveshilya. My hands are dirty in the blood, trying to figure out for an isha, k'dilatari isha labayla. What's the dam, Rashi? Shanasha maros lo dam nida, im tami antar, k'shish maros dam tar b'isha. These to show David HaMelech, they're maros. Right? Uveshvir, shvir is the fetus. Rashi, or havlasha atzamos v'agidim abasar nitsurim b'socho. And shvir, yay shvir, sheishi yoshevzal, v'imei tumah, v'imei tara. Some shvir, if the fetus is formed, so a woman has to sit the days of tumah v'tara. Right? If it's marukam, and yay shvir, malei mayim v'dam she'enoch So David HaMelech says, I'm focusing, I have my hands in the shvir, and in the shilya is the afterbirth. So again, there too, I have to figure out if it's the meitumi meitara. So David HaMelech says, I have my hands in this. That's exactly the opposite of the one who didn't want to wear gloves. Exactly the fits in, though, based on the Yavetz is shot here. You put it into the skin. That is a special way of carrying it. It's all mitzvah. It's all mitzvah on your back. So this also relates to David. Remember the Yalkut. We mentioned in other shirim, the Yalkut in Shmuel relating to David HaMelech. Remember this pasuk that the Yavetz quotes here is about David HaMelech dancing when he brings the Aron back in Shmuel Beis Perek Vav. He brings it back to Yerushalayim. Vayalas Aaron Ha'elokim mibeis Oved Edom Ir David b'Simcha. Vayhi kitzadu nosei Aaron Hashem shishat sadim. They brought karbanos. V'David mecharker b'chal oz lefnei Hashem. David is dancing his heart out in front of Hashem. V'David achagur eifod bat. V'David achol beis Yisrael malimis Aaron. And as it's coming, right, the pasuk says, Michal bas Shaul nishkava barachalon. Michal, the daughter of Shaul, David's wife, looks out the window. Interesting, it has to say bas Shaul. We know who Michal is. But it emphasizes that. Vateras HaMelech, Vateras HaMelech, David mefazezu mecharker lefnei Hashem. She sees David giving his all and schwitzing and sweating and getting tired in front of the whole Am. Vatavaz lo beliba, it became disgusting in her eyes. How could she do this? And David HaMelech comes home after a long day. The psukim continue. And what happens? Vatomer, and she says, Manich barayo, Melech Yisrael, sarcasm in Tanakh. How, what a great day, what a great honorable day today is. Asher nigle hayom le'enei imos avadov. The king of Israel became revealed. He probably rolled up his sleeves in front of the amos, in front of the maidservants. Ki golos niglos echad areikim. And David without missing a beat. V'david, v'yomer David, michal lefnei Hashem asher bachar bi me'avicha. U'mikal beso le'tzavos osila nagid. David made, Hashem made me king more than your, after your father. V'sichakti lefnei Hashem, and I'll do it again. What's going on here? What's this conversation? It sounds like a biting response. What is Michal saying? That, what kind of king are you? And David says, yeah, I'm the king and not your father. It says the Yalkut Shimoni there in Shmuel Beis in Remes Kufmem Gimel says, exactly, Michal was saying, my father would never have done it. You know what? That was his undoing. Because Shaul often cared about what the Am was thinking. Remember the Diyukim in the story in the Haftorah for Parsha Zachar by Amalek. Shaul, when he didn't kill out the Agag and the others said, the Am made me do it. And it was their idea, And that's why he lost the Malchus. Because he made a mistake, but it was about his being the Melech, and he was always focused on the Am. David HaMelech says, I do what I know is right. I don't care what the Am is thinking. And that's what David is saying here, according to the Medrash. Ma Omar la David, lefnei Hashem asher bachar bi, beis avicha hayu mevakshin kavod atzma mumenichin kvod shamayim. Va'ani eni osakein, el maniach ani kvod atzmi, umevakesh ani kvod shamayim. Va'iti shafel be'inai ve'im ha'imahos. I'll lower myself in front of anybody. If I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and dancing in front of Hashem, and therefore, that is my greatest kavod. That's the pasuk, the Yavetz quotes here, to explain this idea that we all do. And just one other example, right? The Hemek Davar, the Netziv in Bamidbar in Perek Zayin Pasuk Gimel. In the context of the Nesiim, we know at the end of Parshas Naso, what happens? David Moshe Amenu is Machanech, Vayakrivu Nesiim Ho'et Yisrael, Rashi Beis Avosam. The Nesiim come close. Vayaviu as Karbanan Lefnei Hashem. They brought their Karbanos. Vayakrivu Osam Lefnei HaMishkan. Says the Netziv, Vayakrivu Osam Lefnei HaMishkan. What is that extra phrase coming to tell me? It says they brought their Karbanos and then in Vayakrivu. So Rashi quotes that Shlo Kibel Moshe Miyada Machinem Alampi HaMakam. They brought it and Moshe waited until Hashem told him. So says the Netziv, Hema Ba'atzmam ubechvodam holichu asagolos vakvod lefnei Hashem. They themselves brought other animals and their wagons. Ki'inyin she'amru bipsachim. Like it says in Psachim, the Nisib quotes our Gemara. Cholar chavachan otapischa ba'oro. Amr of Ilish tayos. Akavana shalohayu miskabdim litzavos la'avdehem. Lisa es ha'pesach. What's the emphasis of our Gemara? They didn't give it to others. They're avadim. Elahim ba'atzmam nasu kederach sha'arviyim osim. Like the Arabians do. And that's what says the Netziv. That is what is done. Ba'ayit Sefer Shmos says, look at the beginning of Mishchu Kechu also. And Ayichain asu Nesiim Khan. The Nesiim did it. The Nesiim did it themselves, and they didn't let anybody else do it. Right? It also reminds us of the Gemara at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin about Mitzvah by Yosim Bishlucho, the great Tanaim that and Amoraim that did the Avodah themselves, did the Kavod Shabbos themselves. Fine. Number three. So number one was the Ar Sameach's idea. The second one was the Abayti's idea. Number three, the Tzlach. The Tzlach, the Nodeb Yehuda here says that if you look in Shabbos Kuf Tes Zayin, there is a Machlokes Tanaim. How far the skin was pulled down when it was Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. Right, we know Hafshata is one of the Avos Malachos. And the question is, Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos, what they do? So there's a Machlokas Tanam, how far you pulled it down. Rabbi Yishmael says, only up until the chest. Only up until the chest, because beyond that you didn't need. You just pull out the innards, what you have to do. And the Chum say, no, Mafshita Neskulo. You know, you pull the whole skin down. Put the whole skin down. Good. The Gemara later on, Kufi Yitzayim and Aleph says, even the Rabbanan that said it was the whole way, you did it piece by piece. You don't want to pull out the whole skin in a big piece because that's Hafshata. But if you do it piece little by little, says, and Moses and Issa the Rabbanan. As Tosfos, so what about our Gemara? Our Gemara says everybody took it in their skin. So what? This is not talking about Shabbos? This is not when Erev Pesach fell on a Shabbos? That's one day, you might say. Tosfos gives three answers. Maybe our Gemara is when it didn't fall on a Shabbos, then you had the whole skin as a whole, and in that way you were able to put your current Pesach in. But other one is not Shabbos, when it is Shabbos, you couldn't. But Tosfos has two other answers. Tosfos has another answer that maybe it's talking about even the amount up until the chest, that was enough. Or the Ri says maybe the Rabbanan are only answering Rabbi Yishmael, l'shitascha, at least you should let it be cut a little by little, piece by piece. But according to us, right, you could do the whole thing. L'didon mutter lahafshit, says Tosfos l'gamrei. L'didach odulan miyad mutter lahafshit b'barzi. At least let that. So that is the 3 days in Tosfos. So if you look in the Tzlach right here, Tzlach says it must be that our Tosfos is holding like the, our Gemara is holding like that third day of Tosfos. It doesn't sound like it's limited, and you could cut it whole, and that's exactly what the Rambam says. When the Rambam says, quote this halacha, it doesn't say anything, any difference between how you do Hafshata and how you cut it, whether it's weekday or whether it's Shabbos. It doesn't say anything. It just says, right, you are a motzi, right, motzi is a mur, an osim beklit. He says, how you mafshit? It's not machalik. So maybe this Gemara is meduyak like that third day of Tosfos. And maybe the third pshat, the third idea here that we're going to mention, which is maybe the most exciting, and this idea we mentioned in Haggadah Shi'urim in the past. In the Beis Yaakov, one of the commentaries, right, the Rebbe Ben and Sitter, in the Haggadah, we mentioned this from others also, he quotes that one of the reasons of Shibud Mitzrayim was Mechiras Yosef. Because Mechiras Yosef, so one of the ways that we had to purge ourselves from that sinas chinam of brothers was Mechiras Yosef. Where do we mention Mechiras Yosef on Pesach? Right? It's not nowhere on Pesach. The whole Seder, where do we mention Mechiras Yosef? That's this Tayos. Tayos, Archos Yishma'elim Huzeh. We carry the Pesach back like Archos Yishma'elim to remember the Yishma'elim, the Archos Yishma'elim that were involved in Mechiras Yosef. But it's even deeper than that. It's even deeper, right? This is the part we've mentioned. Why is karpas at the Seder called karpas? What does the word karpas mean? So, yes, Chazal says samach perach, right? 600,000 working hard. That's the backward samach perach. But if you look in the Rabbeinu Manoach, look in Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz, Paraches Halacha Beis, says Rabbeinu Manoach, karpas somehow relates to Mechiras Yosef. Va'onogin b'karpas zecher l'ksones pasim. Just like l'ksones pasim was dipped in blood, we dip a vegetable in salt water. She'osel Yaakov avinu l'Yosef asher b'sibasa nisgalgel hadavar v'yardu avuseinu l'mitzrayim. Va'shomer tov v'zecher l'adavar lel shimurim hu l'ashem v'chulu, and he continues. Somehow, how does karpas relate to that? How does Kavod Zolei? Again, so maybe you can't dip it in blood because blood is usur. It's also on today's daf. You know, that eat blood, so you dip it into something that reminds us of blood, and that's something salty. But why does it, you dip a vegetable also, it has to be a food that you're going to eat. Why is it called karpas? So that's Rashi. Rashi, in the beginning of Vayeshev, on Ksones Pasim, what is the word Pasim? So Rashi quotes, it's fancy silk clothing, garments. Pasim, Rashi, Lashon Klei Milas, Kemo, quoting a pasuk in the first parak in Megillas Esther, Chur Karpas Uscheles. The word Karpas means fancy clothing. Right, fancy garments, like the curtains by Achashverosh. So that's what karpas means. That's why we call it karpas, because karpas reminds us of the Ksonis Pasim, and that's Mechiras Yosef, and that's why we carry the Karban Pesach back as Ishmaelite merchants, Archos Yishmaelim Huseh. So that's a fourth idea. So we have number one from the Ar Sameach, about the Makabal Tumah, number two from the Yavetz, Kvod Atzmo, versus Kvod Shemayim, the Tzlach, about the how much did they cut it, and finally, the Karpas Var, the connection to Mechiras Yosef. Okay, we'll stop here.